It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
405, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. We've got a half an hour thereabouts. John Reed, the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, he'll be joining us. We'll chat about the campaign, find out if State Senator Ghazala Hashmi has responded to his invitation to debate, to talk about the issues, to, you know, just hang out and chat about stuff. Normally, it seems that she has a megaphone and an offensive sign supporting really bad people, but I don't know, maybe she can get all straightened up and actually come out and have a debate with her opponent for what I consider to be a very, very important office. We'll see. Again, I don't know, but maybe it'll happen. Maybe it won't happen. But maybe it's possible. We've got a lot of stuff that we are trying to get through as we head through the afternoon. A couple of things that I just wanted you to be aware of. We have another crisis in the city of Richmond, or do we? And there's a lot being made of the fact that the Richmond Police Department has told an ATF special agent, hey, you can't use our system to look stuff up if you are doing immigration-related things. And I know the way this goes. I really do. And I can see the way some of it is going and people are throwing this person under the bus and that person under the bus. My sense, and that's all I can ever give you, is my sense, is that it's probably more ado about nothing. Not much ado, but more ado. It's not complete and total, but part of this is that you have a number of federal agents now, federal agencies that have been charged with helping the immigration sweeps. And because you have left-wing politicians like Dr. Donny Avuli, who, you know, is all on board with illegal aliens, following up on LeVar Stoney declaring Richmond to be, quote, a sanctuary city, that this now becomes more political than it does law enforcement. So there will be some, I know, who start tossing the law enforcement folks under the bus for this. I will tell you, I don't think it has anything to do with them, realistically. I think it has to do with politicians who are staking out little pieces of territory. And ultimately, what will have to happen, and I guess what is happening, is that President Trump and Tom Homan and Kristi Noem and the rest of the folks at the federal level who are really charged with this are being deployed all over the country, looking for illegal aliens, arresting them, and taking them through the process. We'll talk more about this with Tony Pham tomorrow. Tony's a great guy, as you know, and Tony is also a dear friend. Tony is in our regular rotation, taking his place in the batting order. We've got a few folks like that. We're always happy when they can make some time. Tony Pham, and Congressman John McGuire, Congressman Rob Whitman, a lot of great people. I'm taking a look at I think it's a pretty interesting article, this Zohran Mamdani, who is this Jew-hating, America-hating communist who could very well become the next mayor of New York City. He lied about being black on his college application. And you would think that would be a thing, right? I mean, the New York Times, for God's sakes. The New York Times. They did the report on this. Wow. And you know the weird thing? Nobody cares. Oh, well, you know, he's a good upstanding leftist, Jeff. Elizabeth Warren, hashtag Pocahontas, the liar from my other beloved Commonwealth, Massachusetts, spent her entire career lying about being a Native American, claimed she was Cherokee. Got all sorts of jobs, special jobs just for her, so that the universities who hired her could say, we have now hired our first ever Native American full professor. And she wasn't Native American by any stretch of the imagination. She got away with that. I think the last person to be held accountable for that was that Rachel Dolezal. Remember her? Now, part of it is that she was just flat-out bat-crap crazy. Pretended. And I mean pretended, like went to extra sessions at the tanning salon. Used skin coloring, used all sorts of treatment on her hair, and she was the president of the local branch of the NAACP. Ain't that a blip, huh? But I think she's probably the last person to try and run this game that's actually been held accountable. You know, if you're on a certain side of the political spectrum, I guess you could just say or do whatever you want and nobody wants to ask you any questions. I did mention that John Reed's going to be with us at 4:35. I just want to remind you a little bit of what Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears had to say yesterday. Let's start with her unapologetic, full-throated, hearty endorsement of John Reed. Cut number
we
one.
Also got to make sure we get our Lieutenant Governor and John Reed, because I tell you, because all I hash me is crazy. This woman is the one who put in the bill that said, mothers are going to be called birthing persons. I don't know, Jeff. I haven't seen a birthing person card for Mother's Day ever. Call me what I am. I am a mother. I am a mother. I'm not a birthing person. Don't erase women, which is what the Democrats are doing, the ones who claim to love women more than anybody else.
Yep. I'm just going to leave that right there. She's right. She is absolutely right. You know, there's another little piece of that, though. How about cut number two from Lieutenant Governor Sears? It's horrible to think that there are folks. It's horrible to think that there are folks listening right now, Lieutenant Governor Sears. They have daughters working hard, trying to get an athletic scholarship, and it's going to go to some boy who failed the softball practice, but all of a sudden shows up in the girls' league, taking that scholarship. I got to tell you something.
And just imagine the girls. Imagine your daughter having to undress in front of a boy. You're a boy.
Yep.
Why?
Yep.
That's trauma. That's trauma that you're giving my child. That's parents right. Don't want that. My opponent also supports that. The little ticket of them on the other side supports that.
Yeah. It's absolutely appalling. I don't know how anybody in their right mind says, sure, that's appropriate. Does that mean you're out of touch?
You're just out of step, Jeff. You know, I mean, everybody's doing it now.
I don't think so.
Well, you just hate.
No. This is how the left ends debates, if they ever show up for them in the first place. They claim with zero credibility, with zero evidence, that you're just a hater, or you're a something, a phobe. Do you think that a loving father who says, I don't want my young daughter being forced to undress in front of a guy or two guys or three guys in their locker room, You think he's a bad guy, huh? You think he hates people? Sounds to me like he loves his daughter. Do you think that a loving father and a loving mother who get up early in the morning to take their daughter to swim practice, because swim practice is early, 5 o'clock in the morning, you got to be there in the water. You think those parents are bad people? They're evil. They hate someone because they said, my daughter has competed her whole life against other people's daughters. And you know what? She's really good. She's good enough. She's getting a scholarship to a college. We couldn't afford college any other way, but now she's getting it.
And then some mother and father bring their son to practice. And he's grown his hair a little bit longer and announced that he's actually a girl. And he steals her scholarship.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
No, it's just not the way it's supposed to be. I think it's pretty straightforward. I think it's pretty simple. I really do. James River Air text line 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Are you getting anything on Prime Day, which is now Prime 4 days, Amazon? I got a laptop. We haven't opened it yet, but I got one. It's here, and tonight my IT director and I will sit down, and I will scream, and she will try and get it set up for me. But anything you've seen on the Amazon Prime days that you think, hey, everybody should know about it, or now that you've got yours, you can share it with everybody? 833-804-1140. Let me know if you have found just the best thing over on Amazon. 833-804-1140. 415, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.